This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The IAEA says that it can only estimate Iran's nuclear stockpile. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog reported Monday, at present, it can only estimate Iran's overall nuclear stockpile because it hasn't had access to monitoring data since February. Iran began limiting inspections on February 23rd in a bid to pressure President Joe Biden to lift sanctions reimposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. Trump's action coincided with his decision to pull the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report was seen by the Associated Press. The report estimates as of May 22nd, Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was 3,241 kilograms, up about 273 kilograms from the last quarterly report. Talks are ongoing in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel's defense minister has distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed a Gaza Strip high-rise housing, an Associated Press office, and other news outlets. Benny Gantz says that the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In a published interview over the weekend, the Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi was quoted as saying that AP journalists drank coffee each morning with Hamas operatives in a cafeteria in that building. The AP has called the claims patently false, noting there wasn't even a cafeteria in the building. Speaking to foreign reporters on Monday, Gantz said that Kohavi was just trying to portray the atmosphere, not the actual aspects